Hydro One crews headed across the border to the U.S. this morning, on their way to Georgia to help with power restoration following Hurricane Helene. About 100 crew members in 50 trucks met in the Husky Travel Center on York Road in Niagara-on-the-Lake this morning, heading to the Niagara Crossing. Hydro One representatives said teams would also be crossing at Fort Frances and Gananoque. Although linesmen said they were told to prepare to stay for about 2 weeks, a Hydro One spokesperson said the duration of their stay is open-ended. The storm, reported to be one of the deadliest in U.S. history, knocking out power and cell service in several towns and cities. More than 160 deaths have been reported across 6 states, with North Carolina, South Carolina, and Georgia the worst hit. It is estimated that more than 650,000 Georgia power customers lost power due to the storm, according to a Hydro One news release following the Thursday morning departure of crews, trained to work in emergency situations on both transmission and distribution systems. Terry French, vice president of Hydro One Safety, Operations and Customer Experience, was at the York Road Husky to speak to the media and the crews waiting to head to the border. Helene brought violent winds, heavy rains causing severe damage and devastation. Our thoughts are with our neighbors in the southeast affected by this catastrophic hurricane, she said. Our highly skilled storm responders have a long history of working safely alongside other utilities to support communities during times of crisis. We are proud to answer the call and send our crews to care for others during their time of need. Stephen Lecce, Provincial Minister of Energy and Electrification, also spoke to those gathered at the Husky. Ontario and Canada remain steadfast friends and democratic allies to the United States of America and stand ready to support them as they confront the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Hydro One's commitment to supporting our neighbors in times of crisis reflects the very best of Ontario and the importance of the special Canada-United States relationship, he said. We thank the skilled women and men who will work diligently to restore power and support recovery for the victims. MPP Sam Osterhoff of Niagara West was also at the Husky to address the crowd. I am deeply grateful for the commitment and generosity of our men and women at Hydro One, said Osterhoff. These workers embody the spirit of cooperation that underpins our partnership with the United States, and we stand behind them as they work to turn the lights back on for our friends to the south. These workers exemplify the Ontario spirit, helping those who need it, with willing hearts and skillful hands. I wish to thank them for their dedication and service.